We're holding here Pasuk Yud Dalet Lamed Aleph. It is page 364. It says, "Ve'ash Yisrael here the Dalet Lamed Aleph Mitzrayim Yirah Mas Hashem Yimei Hashem Moshe Avdei." This is going to be a Joshua Sarad. Avol Hetil Shek Shem Eitzos Mirochok Lehapol Sonov Bedina Lekasek Masim Hem. He says, "Akadosh Baruch Hu's drachim are not straightforward, you know, boom, boom, boom. It goes with sometimes a complex and elaborate plan to do what it needs to do." Moshe Amar Anavi, like Navi says, "Hashem Elokai Atar Emeka, I will lift you up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will exalt you. Oide Shmech, I'll thank your names, Kiasis Apel, you've done wondrous things. Eitzos Merochok, you've brought plans from far away, emunas, omen kisamtu meir legal, and so on. Otzoloma, shashem mevi etzos mirochi laki mitzarev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all sorts of plans from far away to take nekama from his enemies. Lehavi plov al der shoroitze, to bring about the wonders in the way he wants to. Vashem yizbarov kibin v'rotzel lodin kol amitzim v'dosh av Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to drown all the mitzvah. K'vamai Yisrael atidat gol Hashem. V'rotzel lavim b'in yashim ba'atzim v'rotzim v'zalayim v'sir shama. And he wanted it should be their doing. Let's explain maybe why was it important that it be their own doing. Because when you have when you have bad that smash from the outside, it doesn't really it doesn't really dissemble the bad and show you that the bad is internally self-consistent. It just shows you that one system one over the other. So if I first of all, let's say I have a certain system of business that I think would work well, and I make a startup firm, and someone, a competing firm, goes and outprices me and outmaneuvers me and buys me out and so on, it hasn't disproven my model. It just says that somebody knocked it out. But if I'm allowed to do it and it's allowed to collapse, then it certainly shows that it's wrong. The same thing like in logic and math. No system is wrong if it's self-consistent. The fact that a certain type of geometry may not work in our world is not doesn't tell us that that geometry is wrong. It tells us it doesn't apply to this world. But if I can find internal inconsistencies, then it's a percha. Then it has been proven wrong. So when the Ra, for instance, let's take an example that's kind of contemporary. I guess I'm dating myself when I call this contemporary. When communism was strong and powerful and anti-God and everything, had America bombed it and won, all it would have proven is that America is stronger, maybe that capitalists are meaner or stronger, but it still wouldn't prove anything. When communism collapsed on its own weight, that was a sign that communism was not a viable system and it was flawed in a very fundamental way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Mitzrim with their haughtiness, with their self-confidence, unwarranted self-confidence, drive themselves into the sea. That's what he's waiting for. V'lodiyah Moshe l'par inyeh b'tchila she'giyah kitzom li'goyel, ein sofer she'im askin kachatav m'makas. Said Moshe told him, listen, Paro, the show's over, we're leaving, Makas were our payment for it, and out. V'lodiyah roidef achreyem oid, he wouldn't have pursued them, Paro, because why would he pursue them? He told them to get lost. So they did what a trick. They told him, we're going for a little vacation, and then he heard they ran away. He didn't think it was coming from Hashem. He thought Moshe is some sort of very sharp shyster. He's trying to figure out, well, why would Moshe tell me that they're going for 3 days to bring the carbon and then run away? And that's why he had them borrow stuff. Because also, they felt, Kassel felt these were back wages, big time owed us. Okay, so why don't we collect them? So he said, that's why he told them that he should ask them to borrow stuff. It sounded very strange. Why are we borrowing? Either it's ours or not ours. But Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, please, I know that they're not going to want to do it because it sounds like they're pulling some trick and they're straight people. And that caused them to pursue them. And Klal Yisrael didn't understand this whole plot. Well, I got Moshe. Moshe also didn't. That caused tremendous doubt. They believed in him, but they said, hey, there's something, we're making a wrong turn someplace. It was only after Yamzer that they realized that that entire Dre was for the purpose of the Mitzvah driving us onto Yam. Certainly the wind was enough to do Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Baruch Hu wanted to trick Paro, they should think that it was just natural. He says, and you can't ask how or why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu trick them. You see that he had Klal Yisrael land by Piachiris, so that they would think that the Piachiris brought the suffering on them, not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshom Razal. So this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions many, many times in elaborate and complex ways helps us understand many issues. At first, Moshe Kleisel believed of Pioises. We have two phases. They started living as a prophet, then they had their problems and the issues with what was going on, and then in the end it all became resolved. And finally finishes. What we see from it is he says, take a look. These people were in the middle of the greatest revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they were confounded until they actually saw the end of it. You know, the light was at the very end of the tunnel, and until they got to the very end, they see the light. And he says, Kol shekein anachnu, sheroi shne sichnoi sugel asida. We certainly are not going to understand anything in the Gula Sida. If they say, "Kosar Amzal and Samar Right Shalay Yoydu Advarmi Voda Advarmeim Eich Yachiyu," the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim. He speaks about Mashiach. He says there are many, many Chazal that tell us all sorts of things about the Moshe Mashiach. They're conflicting. They're unusual. We don't know. And he says we won't know until the Gula itself, until the end of the Gula. This is a very important piece when dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. It really is not midarkei chachma to keep everyone apprised of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing now, because I don't think anyone knows. We can look back, and the longer we look back at certain tkufas, maybe we can say something intelligent in terms of what that tkufa was all about, because we've seen a whole tkufa, Klai Yisrael coming to a certain country, developing a certain culture, and then being kicked out. Maybe we can have some insight in that. But while we're still in the middle of a galus, it's not very wise to claim to understand what's going on. It's not straightforward. And that's why people who, as soon as they see something happening, they run immediately and find a chazal that says something like it. It's not dafke medarkei chachma. And like the Ram says, Klal Yisrael was in the middle of their biggest geula, and they still didn't know and understand what was happening until it finished. And then they realized what all these pieces were there for. It's important to keep that in mind. On the one hand, we believe in Hashgacha. I believe the things that happen to us is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it for us. But to go and to make definitive statements about things that happen are based on, bits and pieces. It's like, imagine somebody is asked what a car is, and he examines it, and the first thing he sees are the seats, and he says it's a couch. Well, yes, but if you look a little more, you'd realize there's more to it. The type of predictions, or better said, experts, Kabbalists of different type, professional Kabbalists of different type, giving us definitive captions for current events, is a travesty in a sense. It reduces HaKadosh Baruch Hu to basically the lowest common denominator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu spinning an incredible web which takes the world around and is so much deeper, more far-reaching than our short-sighted seichel, the person puts him back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his short-sighted seichel and goes with that. Okay, the next one is Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it says, So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that this pasuk over here means Klal Yisrael believed in the most important parts of Emuna. Let's just discuss it a minute or two. There's a lot of talk between how to describe the fundamentals or the ikrim of Yiddishkeit. The Rama's most famous, the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Yud Gimel Ikrim are puzzling for the following reason. If ikrim means anything I'm chuyif to believe, which certainly doesn't sound like the word ikrim, but then I'm chuyif to believe that Moshe's wife's name was Tzipora. If somebody comes along and says it's not true, it's Devorah, then he's wrong. I don't know, Kolmati, but he disagrees. He says the Torah is wrong in that one. He's found historical documentation. She was called Debbie Rabbeinu, I guess, if that's his last name. So he's also Apikoros. So why only these 13 Ikrim? You could have million Ikrim. If you're telling me the most logical piece is that the fundamental elements of faith that are required to ensure an adherence to Torah, to make sense of the Torah. So many Kadmonim reduced it to three or four Ikrim. One is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is the belief in communication with us. One is the belief in Torah as specifically being communicated and obligating us. And one is a belief in some sort of reward and punishment and some sort of geula and so on. Those are more or less the parts of Emunah, and really the Rambam could have subsumed some of his 13 Ikrim in those. They don't argue on the Rambam's Ikrim per se. But they say some of these are just corollaries to other ones, and they're not necessary to list as separate. Okay, but be it as it may, the Rebbe Bechaya says the following. The concept of Rebbe Hananel, he's bringing Rebbe Hananel. Rebbe Hananel is gone. Ke'emunah mischalekes l'dalat chalokim. Emunah has four parts to it. Emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema ha'eminu b'Hashem l'kechem v'te'omnu. V'zeo shekosev ha'eminu b'Hashem u'mo'yishavdoi. Two. Emunah b'nevi'im sh'nizcharash v'nevi'im. Believing in nevi'im as messengers of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're mechuyev to listen to what they said. Shenema mihemin l'shmo'aseinu. Emunah b'olam haba. Which would be sort of reward in the sense that the world has purpose. I want to add a little bit of a knach to this emunah. I think it's important to bear in mind. The belief in Olam Haba and its higher knowledge and so on, one really in a certain sense, that's also, I mean, havik kavodim am shamsha saraf today, loy lekavul pras, I'm not sure lekavul pras, is preferred. We need, you know, a little bit of positive affirmation, negative, but that's not l'chor an ikur. The ikur of emunah in schar v'onesh is not so much to keep us in line, but that the world has a tachlis that it's moving towards. That's the important piece to it. So believing in olam haba means Hashem created a world, not just a random world where, okay, you know, just kind of like a carnival. You know, getting a bullseye here will get you a doll, getting three in a row over there gets you a tchotchke like this. The world has a tachlis that it's headed for, which is sort of the real purpose of avodah. So we have the Navi, Shnemi Miyam Shurasenu, Emuna Bolam Haba, belief in Olam Haba, Shesh Lahamin Kesh Olam Haba Ve'esach HaToy Me'usa LeTzadikim. And finally, emuna bebias hagoel, that there will be a ticker for the entire world. And this is part of the big picture of God is perfect. How do you create a mess of a world like we have? And the answer is, it's not a mess of a world. It's a work in progress. And the goel is the final click of it. So the Pina Gola about the Torah, it's a very important fundamental Torah. Zeh shame hini yosad b'tzion evan boichin pina sikras musad amamin layochish. B'chol amamin yesh lo zchuyas harbi. Hu shenema b'avrom sheshoresh emuna. So amamin is extreme schar, like it says, v'hemin b'ashar shor tzedaka. Yizrech v'gan eidin shem pistol shor v'gan tzedek. Zrech v'am haba shem tzedek nosi yichyeh. He's not tzuch of the gula, like it says in the pasuk. Ksiba muna it's Hashem. The pious Hashem is brach noitz emuna. Val oisim she'im ben emuna, those who don't have emuna, mishalim oinsham, kem oisim begayva, venam zoichem lechayim shem upolo leyashe nafshe boi v'tzag mazay yichya. Let's discuss a point that he's making here. This is Rabbi Hananel, quoted Rabbi Bechaya. He says, one of the questions we need to ask ourselves is, why is a person lacking in emunah a bad person? A person might be lacking in emunah, but he's not stuck, he's kind to people, doesn't hurt people. Even does religious things, he sort of disciplines himself and leads a very, very moderate life and so on. So we're not talking about Tinish Nishba, someone never grown. We're talking about somebody who, you know, who's not a minor. So he brings here a point. He says, "Uksiv emunim noitz Hashem u'mashalom ayaso isegayva." Pirish, Hashem is baruch noitz emunim. Akadosh Baruch Hu treasures people believing. While oisin shemen emunah mishalim onsam, those who don't have emunah, he punishes. Came oisim begaiva because they do in gaiva. Ve'ezechem lechayim. The emuna is a trust. So, for instance, I go to a doctor, and I have some condition, and the doctor says, "I think we're going to do X, Y, or Z." Now, if we both agree that this is the best thing to do, then there's no. Then it's me. I don't need a doctor. I mean, the doctor is reassuring, but I know also that I'm social X, Y, or Z. The answer is, I don't know, and the doctor knows, and I rely on him, I depend on him. So emunah is really a dependence, where I rely and depend on someone. And that's the sense of trust. I trust the doctor, he told me something very puzzling, and or strange, or I don't know what it is that he told me, you know, but I trust him. When do I have the guts to argue with the doctor is if I say to myself, listen, you didn't go to medical school, and you're not a cardiologist, oncologist, or whatever, but I know enough to know that this person is nuts. This person is off, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I don't rely on him because I think that, you know, it ought to be different. That's every lack of trust is, trust means you depend on the other person's understanding, goodwill, whatever it is. And when you lack trust, you shift it to yourself and you say, you know, I've been taken for a ride long enough and I've even idiots like me realizes that this guy is off. So in human affairs, it sometimes is warranted. Yes, you know, at some point, you have a lawyer and you kept losing case after case after case, and you say, so I may not know anything about law, but I think this guy is, you know, by all common sense, I need to get rid of this guy. Be'akadosh Baruch Hu, so my lack of emunah is a result of my reliance on my seichel. And I'm saying, I don't see the point of it, I can't see how this will do anything, and with all due respect, God, I don't think so. That is gaiva. And that's why he says, a person who's not a maimin, the kochos ha-nefesh of someone who's not a maimin is someone that places his own understanding above the possibility of trusting Hashem. Sometimes a person has hesitations about if he's doing the right thing or not. That's different. When a person is, he doesn't want trust because his seichel is around too, then we would call that gaiva. And that's the pshat, yes?
I had a question after everything.
Yeah, and the ve'ena zeichem lechayim is because life is something that requires a chivat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certain mispatlos, and this person is not mispatl himself, then he's not zeichem lechayim. Yeah, what did you want to ask? You?
So the association then that Rabbi Chaya is doing on actual pasuk of the hemshach of his vayiru, so he's saying hayir ve'amuna. What's the? I guess I understand the amuna part. Because the pasuk is referencing the yira and amuna. Does he want to differentiate those two? Are the ikar? Then he goes into Rav Chanan and gives these four chalakim of amuna.
I think he's just going on the amuna. I think the yira in a sort of minor way, he's not mentioning it, but the Yira is usually a Yira as opposed to Ava. Ava puts the emphasis on me. I like his ideals and what he's preaching and what he's telling, and I will follow it. Yira is the flip side. Yira is I don't have any choice because he overwhelms me. And in the crudest way, it could be physically, as just a big stick. In a more refined way, it's his stature overwhelms me. So here is a sort of an emotional corollary of Amunah, in a sense where I rely and depend on him because, listen, I mean, he's the best there is, he's light years ahead of me, that's that.
So it's at the end, so it's the Hemshach of the Amunah.
Correct.
That's how you get to
Correct. Okay. Okay, good.